You would sit and not see the card. And he would see the card and think about the card, and you'd guess what it was. And in the beginning of these researches, he found very remarkable effects. He found people who would guess 10 to 15 of the cards correctly, when it should be on the average only 5. More even than that. There were some who would come very close to 100% in going through all the cards. Excellent mind readers. A number of people pointed out a set of criticisms. One thing, for example, is that he didn't count all the cases that didn't work, and he just took the few that did. And then you can't do statistics anymore. And then there were a large number of apparent clues by which signals, inadvertently or advertently, were being transmitted from one to the other. Various criticisms of the techniques and the statistical methods were made by people. The technique was therefore improved. The result was that although 5 cards should be the average, it averaged about 6.5 cards over a large number of tests. Never did he get anything like 10 or 15 or 25 cards. Therefore, the phenomenon is that the first experiments are wrong. The second experiments proved that the phenomenon observed in the first experiment was non-existent. The fact that we have 6.5 instead of 5 on the average now brings up a new possibility, that there is such a thing as mental telepathy, but at a much lower level. It's a different idea because if the thing was really there before, having improved the methods of experiment, the phenomenon would still be there. It would still be 15 cards. Why is it down to 6.5? Because the technique improved. Now it is still that the 6.5 is a little bit higher than the average of statistics, and various people criticized it more subtly and noticed a couple of other slight effects which might account for the results. It turned out that people would get tired during the tests, according to the professor. The evidence showed that they were getting a little bit lower on the average number of agreements. Well, if you take out the cases that are low, the laws of statistics don't work, and the average is a little higher than the 5, and so on. So if the man was tired, the last 2 or 3 were thrown away. Things of this nature were improved still further. The results were that mental telepathy still exists, but this time at 5.1 on the average, and therefore all the experiments which indicated 6.5 were false. Now what about the 5? Well, we can go on forever, but the point is that there are always errors in experiments that are subtle and unknown. But the reason that I do not believe that the researchers in mental telepathy have led to a demonstration of its existence is that as the techniques were improved, the phenomenon got weaker. In short, the later experiments in every case disproved all the results of the former experiments. If remembered that way, then you can appreciate the situation. There has been, of course, some considerable prejudice against mental telepathy and things of this kind because of its arising in the mystic business of spiritualism and all kinds of hocus-pocus in the 19th century. Prejudices have a tendency to make it harder to prove something, but when something exists, it can nevertheless often lift itself out. One of the interesting examples is the phenomenon of hypnotism. It took an awful lot to convince people that hypnotism really existed. It started with Mr. Mesmer, who was curing people of hysteria by letting them sit around bathtubs with pipes that they would hold on to, and all kinds of things.